I'm Farai Chidea. On One with Farai, we have real conversations with intimacy, intellect, and revelations. It's a show about how visionaries integrate life, work, and passion. Join us on SoundWorks from PRI.
Hi there, Marco Werman here with another GeoQuiz from PRI's The World. Here in the States, international food is kind of old hat at this point. We've got Indian food trucks, all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue, and more halal shops than you can shake a kebab at. But have you heard of something called nikkei? And what about chifa? If you're thinking those are Asian dishes, you'd be right, kind of. They actually come from South America, but the food has a serious Asian twist. For this GeoQuiz, we want you to name the South American city where this Asian fusion scene is thriving. The main reason for the birth of this cuisine is immigration. After a revolution in Peru in the 1800s, did you catch the hint there? Chinese and Japanese immigration boomed, and with those immigrants came new foods. The post-revolution climate was rough for people. Rapid development led to a hefty wage gap, and that led to civil unrest. And during the War of the Pacific, our mystery city's Asian immigrants were targeted by angry mobs, looting their businesses and destroying their homes. But nowadays, the Asian population lives mainly in Chinatown, called Calle Capon, by locals. Any guesses yet? You have 15 seconds, beginning now. And your time is up. The city we were looking for is Lima, the capital of Peru. I spoke with food writer Steve Dolinsky a while back, and he told us all about Peruvian chifa.
Chifa is Chinese, and the Chinese make up about 2 to 3% of Peru's population, just under a million people. It's this fascinating style of cuisine I had never seen before. I didn't know it existed in Peru. A lot of it stems from Chinese immigration here after independence in Peru, kind of late 1850s, 1860s. Chinese came here to work the plantations, sugar plantations, build railroads, tap rubber trees, and they stayed. And they sort of created their own cuisine based on what was available here locally. Great example of a chifa dish is a dish called arroz chaufa. That's just fried rice, but instead of seeing it with like bell peppers or pineapple or something you'd see in America or broccoli, here they have it topped with big giant corn kernels. And as you know, there's hundreds of different varieties of corn in Peru, so you'd see these big giant corn kernels embedded throughout the fried rice, or the fried chicken we'd see like in a sweet and sour chicken. Here is topped with maracuya, which is passion fruit sauce. So very different mashup for the Chinese Peruvian.
What about nikkei cuisine, which is based in Japanese food? I mean, would you find nikkei and chifa in the same restaurant or in different places?
Typically, restaurants are going to be either chifa or nikkei. And the nikkei from the Japanese, they're even smaller, about 1.5% of the population in Peru. And the immigrants really started coming in late 1890s. For sugar plantation work, and the Japanese would end up just staying here, marrying Peruvians. And one of the most fascinating mashups I've seen is a place here called Maido. It just got ranked like 7th best restaurant in Latin America. Mitsuharu Tsumura, his father is from Osaka, his mother is Peruvian. And he's got this really high-end approach to nikkei cuisine. I spoke to him recently, and he kind of told me how Peru loves to absorb different cultures, including the country's best-known dish.
Peru has been like a sponge. Instead of rejecting other cultures, we have made them ours. You know, one of the top 10 dishes of Peru, which is called lomo saltado, which is a sauteed tenderloin. It's done in the wok, and it has a soy sauce as the main sauce of the recipe. And you think, hey, you know, soy sauce is not one of our ingredients, you know, that came from China and Japan. So that's almost as famous as ceviche.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, and they've also, I mean, the Japanese have influenced, you know, the way they cut fish, the way they serve fish here. I mean, the seafood is so plentiful here in the Pacific, and you see a lot of Japanese restaurants here, and the sushi service is amazing, but like at his restaurant, Maido, he'll have grilled pigeon on top of some rice as a nigiri sushi. They really employ a lot of the ingredients. In fact, the most famous Japanese chef in America, at least, Nobu Matsuhisa, has Nobus all over the world. He was here in Lima in the 70s, and that really influenced his cuisine. He created things like the hamachi jalapeno, which you'd see at every Nobu restaurant now. So the Japanese and Peruvian mashup is really, it's not only fascinating, but it's awfully delicious.
I was curious about that because a lot of sushi places in this country are now trying to experiment with more kind of local produce in their sushi, but it sounds like all that kind of started down in Peru.
It really did. I mean, it was really just born by necessity. The Japanese chefs would come here. They could not find a lot of the ingredients, you know, shichimi peppers or edamame or the things that they would see back home. One of the dishes at Maido was kui, which is the guinea pig down here. You see kui everywhere.
I was going to ask you about that. Have they done any riffs on guinea pig yet, deep-fried guinea pig?
Oh, yeah. There's actually a delicious riff. Some of my friends, you know, sort of turned their nose up and they said, you know, well, you're going to eat guinea pig? They debone it, first of all, and they slow cook it. They confit it in its own in fat, and then they debone it. They saute it. And then the chef here serves it with yuca cream and kind of this interesting barbecue sauce and really makes it delicious. So they take these local indigenous ingredients and give them a little bit of an Asian spin. And it's just, I've never seen anything like it before.
Steve Dolinsky speaking with us from Lima, Peru's capital. Thanks so much. Enjoy the food.
You bet, Marco. Thanks.
And thank you for listening to the Geo Quiz brought to you by PRI's The World. Be sure to keep up with us on Twitter. We're at GeoQuiz. And if you like your Friday with a Geo Quiz from the world, give us some love by adding a review on iTunes. Till next time, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you.